Everything started to crumble once you stepped away from the situation. While this might sound like a bad thing, it could actually be beneficial. Let me explain why. If there were any schemes or hidden plans intended to trap you in a tough spot or cause you harm, they wouldn't succeed. The goal of these plots was to see you fail. Now, since you've moved on from the situation, possibly after noticing these schemes and realizing things were working against you, the people behind the plot are left in a state of confusion. You were their main focus, and now that you're no longer around, they're scrambling. In essence, your departure caused everything to fall apart. They can't harm you because the person they wanted to bring down is no longer within their reach. Without you, they can't carry out their plans. Everything they were working towards collapsed when you walked away. Imagine if there was a single person orchestrating all the attacks with others following along. Now those followers are confused and unsure of what to do. Since you're no longer available to target, the entire plan has unraveled. People who once worked together are now turning on each other, pointing fingers, and shifting blame. By leaving, you caused their whole plan to fail. But beyond that, think about how your presence, your achievements, and the positive things you bring into situations impact those around you. Just as the negative plans fell apart, there are also aspects of your greatness that affect others in ways you might not fully realize. The shift when you leave isn't just about plans failing. It's about the void created when someone as impactful as you is no longer part of the picture. Think about the positive influence you have on others. What happens when you leave a job where you were trying to make things better? Maybe you were working hard to improve the place, trying to help everyone move forward, but people didn't appreciate your efforts. Some may have even tried to bring you down, make you feel like you weren't important, or tried to make you feel small. But then you left. And what happened next? Everything likely started to fall apart. The boss, who once hired you, might now be lost without you. The person they tried to diminish, the person they didn't appreciate, turns out to have been the key player all along. Now that you're gone, they finally see your value, but it's too late. You've moved on to better things, to a place where you're respected, to an environment where you can be your true self. Maybe the workplace you left was too toxic for you. Perhaps it wasn't a place where you could thrive. Now they're struggling because their star employee is no longer there to hold things together. The person they tried to undermine has moved on to bigger, better opportunities. Many people find themselves in toxic workplaces where their contributions aren't recognized, and it's draining. When you realize that it's not the right place for you, and you walk away, things can quickly fall apart. It's not just about the job or the tasks, it's about your mental health and well-being. Leaving a toxic environment isn't just about quitting a job, it's about taking care of yourself. And when you do that, the place that didn't appreciate you will likely crumble because they lost someone valuable. You know your strength, and you're aware of how much more you're capable of than what you've been able to show so far. Now think about what happens when a family loses its scapegoat, the person they always targeted. Often there's one person in a family who becomes the focus of everyone's frustration. But what happens when that person, the one they always blamed or criticized, is no longer within their reach? Suddenly, they don't know what to do. They start looking at each other, wondering how to act now that the person they used to attack is gone or no longer responding the same way. The dynamics shift. Many families or groups that don't get along well with each other might still come together over a shared dislike for someone. They may have their own issues with one another, but they bond over their criticism of that one person. So what happens when you remove yourself from the situation? The whole structure begins to fall apart. The unity they had, based on their common dislike for you, starts to crumble. They're left asking, "What do we do now?" And often they start turning on each other because deep down, they didn't really like each other either. The only thing holding them together was their shared negativity toward you. This doesn't just happen in families, it can happen with friends, co-workers, or any group. They might not genuinely get along, but they pretend to for the sake of bonding over their dislike of someone else. But once you step away, the truth comes out. Their fake unity dissolves, and they begin to argue and fight among themselves, revealing the cracks that were always there. When everyone was focused on hating you, they found a strange comfort in it. But once you left, their whole world seemed to crumble. They can no longer use you, benefit from your wisdom, or experience the greatness that you brought into their lives. They've lost access to your support, your advice, and the positive energy you always gave, and now they're left without any of that. You're no longer part of their toxic cycle. The people who once envied you, resented you, or constantly sought reasons to bring you down can no longer reach you. These individuals, who never truly supported you, are now faced with the reality that you're out of their grasp. They no longer have someone to target or blame. And in your absence, they're left to deal with their own negativity and chaos. You'll soon see the power of stepping away from toxic situations. The moment you remove yourself from the drama, you'll feel lighter, more at peace. It's sad, really. Things could have been different if they had treated you right from the start. But instead, they approached with jealousy, drama, and bad intentions. It's unfortunate, but that's how some people operate. They thrive on envy and conflict, but only when you're around. Once you walk away, they start turning on each other because the glue that held them together, their shared resentment toward you, is gone. When you left, their fake personas and facades began to fade. They could no longer keep up the stories they had spun because the one person who saw through it all had left. By deciding to leave, you showed them that you're above their petty games. You've chosen to rise above the drama, recognizing that it's not worth your time. You're too elevated for that kind of energy, and walking away proves it. When you left, whether it was moving on, quitting a job, or stepping away from certain relatives, did you notice how things started to fall apart? The groups that once seemed united began to fragment, and their masks started to slip. Suddenly, these people, who may have seemed strong or in control, began turning on each other. It's like the moment you were no longer available, their true nature was revealed. If you've ever experienced this, you know how powerful walking away can be. It's not always a bad thing. In fact, it can be incredibly positive, especially when it's for the sake of your mental health or personal growth. Sometimes, stepping away is the only way to keep climbing, to keep growing. Yes, it may be tough at first, especially if you know that by leaving, things will fall apart for those who depended on you. But in the end, you have to ask yourself, were they really looking out for you? Were they truly supporting you, or were they just using you to hold themselves together? Whether it's in a workplace or among family, some people will sacrifice you without a second thought to keep their own facades intact. But once you leave, those illusions crumble. They can no longer hide their true intentions, and eventually they are exposed for not treating you right. Everything they built around you falls apart when you're no longer there to support it. If you had to walk away to protect your peace of mind, you've probably seen this firsthand. The moment you remove yourself, the truth comes out. You'll watch as everything they tried to maintain falls apart. People who once seemed to be in control can no longer handle life because the person they focused their negativity on, whether it was through jealousy or resentment, is no longer around.